Good morning.
早上好。
Isn't it nice to have our children back in here this morning?
看到早晨孩子们坐在这儿，是不是真是太棒了？
A church is a family.
教会是一个家庭。
And a family with no young people or no children feels like it's missing something. So
it is nice to start to gather back. 没有年轻人，没有小孩子，好像就缺点什么。
I wanted also this morning when I started just to, I haven't said anything about Sue in a while.
我有一阵子没有讲到我太太的现状。
And so I just wanted to give you a short update. She is doing well, I think.
就给大家一个很快的更新，她现在还可以。
They had to quit her chemo because it had quit working.
因为这个化疗呢不起作用，所以现在她就没有进行化疗。
But they've started another treatment that seems to be doing well, and we will get some news probably within a month about how it's working, but we are very encouraged with how she's feeling. So thank you for your prayers.
非常感谢大家的祷告，然后她在进行另外一个治疗，大概好像还行，再起效果。那我们一个月之内会有一个更新，再做一个检查，所以非常感谢您的祷告。
Very much appreciate your prayers.
非常感谢大家的祷告。
The past 2 weeks,
过去两周,
Elder Peng and Pastor Joe have preached on discipling our children, practical steps.
然后呢，庞长老还有周牧师他们在讲这个实际可以操作的来。
And I really don't have anything to add to what they have preached. They have been wonderful practical messages.
他们都给一些很实际的这样子一些步骤，那我没有什么可以加的。
But this morning, I want to ask you a question.
但是今天早晨我想问大家一个问题。
Do your children know what the gospel is?
你的孩子真的了解福音是什么吗？
Because for many of them, I think we give them a gospel that is too small.
对很多，我们中间很多人给我们的这个福音呢，就是太微小了。
For a minute, put yourself in the place of a teenager.
想象一下，你是一个青少年。
When we say to them, you should follow Jesus,
当我们对他们说你要跟随耶稣,
we are saying to them, take up your cross,
我们对他说的是你要背起你的十字架,
die to yourself.
就是要舍己, 要对你自己死。
The same demands that discipleship makes of us.
就是对我们，像我们这样子的一个门徒的要求，对他们也是一样的。
We're asking them to believe a Bible that many of the people around them will mock.
然后我们要让他们相信一本圣经，他们周围的人都在讥笑、嘲笑这本圣经。
If God calls them to ministry of some sort, serve as a missionary, they're going to sacrifice their career goals.
如果神要是呼召我们的孩子，比如说去宣教，那他们就要牺牲他们的这个事业上的目标。
To get very close to home, when they get a job, they're going to tie 10% of their income.
如果他们的工作呢，是离家很近，那他们的收入的十分之一都要奉献。
And you all are practical people.
我们都是很实际的人。
Over a lifetime, that's a lot of money that could go in a retirement fund.
如果是一生之久，这十分之一的奉献是很多钱的，可以用到你的退休金里边。
Following Jesus is costly.
跟随耶稣是要付代价的，是代价很大的。
And our children aren't dumb.
我们的孩子可一点不笨。
They want to know, is it worth it?
他们想知道这个值得吗？
Why should I make the sacrifices to be a disciple?
要做这样子的牺牲，成为耶稣的门徒呢？
And so if you ask your children, what is the gospel?
如果你问孩子,
how would they answer?
福音是什么? 那他们会怎么回答呢?
Could they give an answer that makes it worth the sacrifice?
那他们给的答案能不能就是说，觉得说这个价值是？ 真的是配得这个牺牲。
And I'll ask, can you give an answer that makes it worth the cost?
我也想问你，你可不可以你的回答是说，是值得这个牺牲的？
You see, if our children, if we do not really know the gospel, we can't expect it to transform our lives.
如果我们不是真正认识福音，我们也不可能指望这个福音来改变我们的生命。
And honestly, if our gospel isn't big enough and challenging enough,
如果我们的福音不是那么伟大，不是那样子的挑战，
I'm not sure we can expect our children to give their whole life to a small gospel.
我们也不能期待我们的孩子把他们的整个一生给一个微小的一个狭小的福音。
So this morning I'm asking you to think, is the gospel my children know worth dying for?
我今天早上要问的就是我孩子所认识的福音值得他们献上生命吗？
Because that's what it means to be a disciple.
因为那就是那个做门徒的真意。
That I take up a cross,
就是我背
follow Jesus.
我背起十字架跟随耶稣。
Let me start with a gospel that many of our children believe.
让我先开始于一个我们孩子们所相很多孩子相信的一个福音。
A few years ago, two sociologists did a survey of thousands of American church-going teenagers.
然后几年以前有两个社会学家，他们在几千名就是去教会的这些孩子中间做了一个调查。
These are teens who go to church every Sunday.
这些青少年每周都去教会。
They're active in their youth group.
他们在他们的那个青少年的这个事工里边也很活跃。
They earn hundreds of hours of community service.
他们在教会里有几百个小时的社区服务。
They're good kids.
他们都是好孩子。
They go to our church.
他们也来我们的教会。
And this is the gospel they said to these researchers, this is what we believe.
这是他们对这个调查的人说，这是我们所相信的福音。
See if this gospel sounds familiar.
听一听这个福音是不是听起来很熟悉。
There's a God who created the world and he watches over us.
然后有一位创造宇宙的神，那他就看着我们。
This God wants people to be good and fair and nice to one another.
这位神呢，想要我们对彼此呢，友善、良好，也公正。
He wants us to follow the golden rule.
他想要让我们跟随黄金规律。
When we see people who need help, he wants us to help them.
当我们看到有需要帮助的人呢，我们去帮助他们。
At school, he wants us to be kind to the kids that aren't popular.
然后在学校里，他想让我们对那些不受欢迎的孩子很友好和蔼。
At work, he wants us to be honest.
在我们的工作岗位上，他想让我们诚实。
He wants people to be good people.
他想要人成为好人。
That's the second thing.
这是第二点，他们相信的
第二点。The third part of this gospel.
第三点，这个福音的第三点是。
This God wants us to be happy and to maintain a good honor.
这位神呢，想要我们就是开心幸福，然后呢，也维持我们的这个尊严。
Not to do anything that would make us feel ashamed of ourselves.
不要做任何事情让我们觉得羞耻。
Fourth, this God is not usually involved in our daily lives, but he is available to help us when we need help.
这位神呢，通常在我们的日常生活中，他不会很摄入，但是当我们需要帮助的时候，他会摄入。
And five.
第五点。
Good people go to heaven when they die.
好人死了以后就可以去天堂。
These sociologists found that this is the dominant religious belief of church-going teens.
然后呢？这些研究就发现呢，这个是去教会的这个青少年他们主要的首要所相信的宗教信仰。
And when I read their research, I thought, so?
我读了他们的研究，我就想说，那又怎么样呢？
I think this is the dominant belief among adults who go to church.
我想这也是基本上来教会的成人所主要相信的，基本上相信的。
If I read that list and took a vote,
如果我把刚才的这个清单给你读一遍，然后再让大家举手表决。
I think it might be a close vote. Is that the gospel?
我觉得大家可能说，那个是不是就是福音呢？可能大家都会举手。
Live a good life.
过一个好的生活，良善的生活。
Obey the Ten Commandments.
服从那个十诫。
Ask God to help you when you need it.
当你需要帮助的时候，就向神呼求。
You'll go to heaven when you die.
然后死了之后，你就可以上天堂。
Some people read that list and they say, no, that's not enough.
然后有人就读了这个清单，就说好像还不够。
So they say, let's add a few things to the list.
所以呢，我们再在这个单子上再加几条。
Here's some things you need to do.
这是你需要做的一些事情。
Here's some sins you must avoid.
这是一些你要避免的罪。
Here's some promises you must make.
这是你必须要做的，你要保持的这个你的应许。
Sort of a what would Jesus do Christianity.
这就是有点像耶稣对基督教、基督信仰所能做的。
That is better than the first option.
所以呢，这比上一个那个选择要选项要好一些。
But it's still far from the gospel of the early church.
但是这跟初期教会所相信的这个福音还是相距很远的。
Because all of this is focused on me and my efforts to be good enough.
因为这所有的他的努力都是在说在于我，在于我努力想更好。
None of those things are wrong.
所有这些都没错。
But they really don't add up enough to be worth dying for.
但是这些都加起来也不是说就足够说我值得为这个而死。
If we ask the apostles, what should our children know about the gospel?
如果我们问这个使徒说，我们的孩子应该对福音是怎样的认识呢？
What would they answer?
你觉得这个使徒们会怎么回答？
It would not be the five beliefs I just read.
它不会是刚才我读的那五条。
First, you need to understand how great this word gospel is.
首先你要了解这个福音这个词是有多么伟大。
We usually say it means good news.
通常我们就说福音就是好消息。
And that's right.
那没错，是这样的。
But good news is when your boss calls you in and says, I'm going to give you a 5% raise.
好消息不是说老板叫你进来说，哎呀，我给你涨5%的工资。
When the ancient world used the word gospel, it was not about a raise.
当那个古时候他们用这个福音这个词的时候，他可不是说涨工资。
It was good news that would change your life.
而是一个可以改变你生命的一个好消息。
In fact, the New Testament writers borrowed that word.
是新约的作者他们就借用了这个词，福音这个词。
They borrowed it from the Romans.
他们是从罗马那个人那儿学，就是借用的。
When a new Caesar came to the throne,
当一个新的凯撒登基的时候，
messengers would go to every village in the empire.
这个信使呢，就到这个罗马帝国的各个村落。
They would call the people together and they would make an announcement.
然后他就把所有人都召集起来，然后就宣告说，
Hear the gospel was the word they used.
就是说现在就是福音，这个福音就是他们所用的那个词。
A new ruler has come to the throne.
一个新王登基了。
A new world has begun.
一个新的世界开始了。
Now, if you read Roman history, you'll know that no emperor ever lived up to the announcement.
你只要说，如果你去读罗马历史，没有说任何一个罗马的凯撒就是真的是成就了这个应许。
Because no earthly ruler can truly bring a new world.
因为没有地上的任何一个统治者可以带来一个新世界。
But the apostles said, "We're going to take that word."
但是呢，使徒们说，我们就用那个词。
Because Jesus has come to bring the true gospel.
因为耶稣来是带来了真正的福音。
A new ruler has come to the throne.
一位真正的一个统治者已经登基了，已经做王位了。
He is building a new world.
他在建立一个新世界。
That's the gospel.
那个才是福音。
And it's not a little gospel.
它不是一个小小的福音，微小的福音。
Be nice to people.
不是说啊对别人好。
Be happy. Don't do anything that'll shame yourself.
要幸福，要开心，不要做任何让你觉得羞耻的事情。
Be a good person, and you'll go to heaven when you die.
当你做好人，这样死了，你就可以上天堂。
They preached a gospel that was much bigger.
他们所宣讲的福音远远胜过这些，是一个很伟大的福音。
And so I want to look at it this morning.
所以今天早晨我想来看。
I'm going back to Acts 2 where I was a few months ago.
大概是我们回到《使徒行传》第二章，是我几个月前所讲的。
We looked a few months ago at the beginning of this chapter.
在几个月前，我们看到这个章节的前边。
Later, I looked at the end of the chapter.
然后我中间也看到这个章节的末尾。
We're going back to the middle today.
现在今天呢，我们回到第二章的中间。
120 followers of Jesus are in the upper room.
现在是120个耶稣的门徒呢，他们聚集在楼上。
The Spirit has come on them.
然后圣灵降下来。
Onlookers look and they say, "What's this mean? Are they drunk?"
然后就外边的人就说，他们怎么了？他们喝醉酒了吗？
And Peter preaches them a sermon.
然后彼得就讲道。
A sermon with three very simple points that I want to give you this morning.
然后彼得讲道里边就有三个很重要的，就是很简单的要点，那我今天早上就要讲。
He gives them what I think our children should know if someone says, "What is the gospel?"
我觉得他讲的三点就是，如果有人问我们的孩子什么是福音，这就是我们孩子所应该知道的。
What you and I should know if someone says, "What is the gospel?"
如果有人问我们什么是福音，我们应该知道的。
Because it's a big gospel.
因为这是一个很大的、伟大的福音。
He tells them three simple things.
你就告诉他们三件简单的事实。
What Jesus did.
第一个是耶稣所做的。
what it means，
它的意思，耶稣所做的意义是什么
？And how we must respond，
我们应该如何来反应
？First, he tells them what happened, what Jesus did。
第一个，他讲到说耶稣为我们所做的、所行的。
Verse 14, but Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them。
然后彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说。
Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words.
比犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day.
你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到已出。
But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel.
这正是先知约珥所说的。
Peter begins by telling them that what is happening is a fulfillment of what the prophets had prophesied.
彼得告诉他们，现在所发生的就是先知所预言的。
Joel promised a day when God would pour out His Spirit, and Peter says that day has come.
约珥说，神在末后的日子会把他的灵降下来。彼得说，这个日子已经到了。
He begins to tell them what that looks like.
他就告诉他们这个。到底这个预言实现是怎么样的
？He is telling them, "This is what happened."
他就告诉他们，这就是所发生的。
Verse 22, he points to Jesus' miracles.
然后呢，在二十二节，他就指向耶稣所行的神迹。
Verse 23, to Jesus' death on the cross.
二十三节讲到耶稣在十字架上的受死。
Verse 24, to his resurrection.
二十四节讲到耶稣的复活。
This is the gospel.
这个就是福音。
Not Be a nice person so you can go to heaven when you die.
不是说你做一个好人，这样你死了以后可以去天堂。
The gospel is, the Son of God has entered our world, died for our sins, and conquered death.
福音就是神的儿子降临到我们世间，然后为了我们的罪而死，而且战胜了死亡。
Peter says to them down in verse 29.
彼得在二十九节对他们说
Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he died and was buried.
弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了也埋葬了。
And his tomb is with us to this day.
并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Peter says, All of you know David is buried right over there.
大家都知道大卫的就埋在那儿。
He died and he stayed dead.
然后他死了。他也继续就是一直就是死的。
But then verse 32,
但是第三十二节说
This Jesus God raised up.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
And of that we all are witnesses.
我们都为这事做见证。
I'm afraid most of us have attended too many Easter services.
我就是担心可能我们大家都参加了太多的这个复活节的这个庆祝。
We are no longer amazed at the wonder of the resurrection.
我们都对这个复活的这个事件呢，我们都已经好像慢慢失去了那种惊奇，那种震惊。
We should be astounded with the gospel that says Jesus rose from the dead.
对这个福音讲到说耶稣从死里复活，我们真是应该觉得目瞪口呆，非常的震惊。
Peter knows these people who respond to this his invitation may be thrown out of their homes, they may lose their jobs, some of them will die.
然后彼得知道，就是听他讲道，而且回应他福音的人，他可能会从家里被赶出去，就是丢掉他们的工作，甚至为此而死。
He isn't saying be nice people.
他不是对他们说哦，你们做好人。
He is saying the Jesus that our leaders crucified has been raised from the dead.
他是说我们官长锁定的。所定死的这位耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
And he is saying to them,
然后他对他们说
It really happened.
这个真的是发生了。
It's not just a nice little Sunday school story.
那个可不是一个小小的很好的主日星期天主日学的一个故事。
It's not a myth.
它不是一个传说一个神话传说。
He says, Jesus, the man you crucified is now alive.
他是说你们所钉十字架的这位耶稣现在已经活了，已经复活了。
Now you might listen and say, "Well, back then people believed all kinds of crazy things."
然后你就说，哎呀，那个时候的人可能就相信一些那个就是发疯的事情，乱七八糟的事。
Understand that wasn't popular back then either.
你要知道那个福音在那个时候也是不受欢迎的。
The Jewish leaders refused to believe it.
那个犹太人的官长还是拒绝去相信耶稣的复活。
The philosophers in Athens mocked Paul when he preached about the resurrection.
当保罗在雅典他开始讲耶稣基督的复活的时候，那个时候的哲学家就讥笑那保罗。
They didn't believe it back then either.
那个时候的人也不相信复活。
But the apostles said, "It is true."
但是这个使徒说这个是真的。
We saw him. We ate with him. We touched him.
我们看亲眼看见他，我们也跟他同吃喝，我们也摸到了他。
And that's important for our children to know.
那对我们的孩子知道这一点、认识这一点非常的重要。
You see, our children go to Sunday school.
我们孩子们来参加主日学。
They hear Bible stories and they memorize Bible verses.
然后他们听到圣经故事，他们也背了圣经经节。
They even get a little trophy or a certificate for how many they memorize.
然后他们甚至是因为他们所背的圣经经节得到一个奖章。
They go to youth service and we say, do this, this, and this, follow the rules.
然后他们参加青少年聚会，然后我们就给他们说，你做这个那个，然后守规矩。
And they're good kids.
他们都是好孩子。
So they follow the rules.
所以他们就这个守这个规矩。
Most of them.
大部分孩子。
I saw that objection back here from our
youth leader. 我看到有些父母可能摇头。
And because they're good kids and do what we say,
因为他们是好孩子，就听我们的话，我们说什么，他们做什么。
We think,
我们就觉得
we've evangelized them.
哎，我们已经把他们给训练好了，我们已经传好福音了。
We've given them the gospel.
我们已经把福音给他们了。
But do they know that the gospel we've given them is true?
他们真的是知道我们所告诉他们的福音是真实的吗？
You see, I've watched some of them go to university.
我看到这些有些孩子就去了大学。
And a charismatic professor.
然后一个很有个人魅力的教授。
Says to them, those were really nice stories to learn when you were children.
你是小孩子的时候，你学到这些故事当然是非常的好。
But now you're an adult.
现在你是成人了。
It's time to learn how the world really happened.
你现在应该知道这个事情到底是怎么发生的，这真实的世界是怎么样的。
And Santa Claus,
然后这个圣诞老公公
the Easter Bunny,
然后还有那个复活节的这个兔子
and Jesus,
还有耶稣
all go out the window.
然后现在都被他们从窗户里扔出去了。
If we want to disciple our children,
如果我们真的是要门让我们的孩子做门徒
if we want to make disciples that will follow Jesus,
如果我们要
to death,
训练真的是让这个能够让他们成为能够跟随耶稣直到死的这样的门徒。
We must teach them the truth of the gospel.
我们要必须要把这个福音的真理真实告诉他们。
They're not just nice stories.
他们可不仅仅是好的故事。
Jesus walked on our earth.
耶稣真的在这个世界上行走。
He lived among us.
他在我们中间生活。
We killed him.
我们杀害了他。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And he lives today.
然后他今天还活着。
Any gospel smaller than that.
任何比这个要小一些的福音，少于这个的福音。
Is too small.
就太小了，太微小了。
Why should any teenager risk being mocked by their classmates?
为什么任何青少年要付这样，就是说他要被别人讥笑这样的代价。
For a religion that just says,
为了这样一个信仰一个宗教就仅仅是说
go to church,
你去教会
be a good person,
成好人
so you can go to heaven when
然后你可以有一天去天堂，为什么他们要为这个受讥笑呢？
No,
不是的。
If you're going to be mocked,
如果你要被别人嘲笑被别人拒绝
be mocked for something big,
你要为了这个伟大的事情来为这个来被嘲笑。
A gospel worth proclaiming to skeptics,
这样一个福音是对一个怀疑者去向他们宣称说
is one that says,
是这个福音这样说
Yes, I'm a Christian.
是的，我是一位基督徒。
That means I worship Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death.
我敬拜的是那位征服死亡的耶稣基督。
The one who rose from the dead.
是从死里复活的。
And someday he's coming back and he's going to establish a kingdom on earth.
有一天他会再来，他会在地上建立他的国度。
That's a gospel worth being mocked for.
那个就是你宁愿被讥笑也要承认的福音。
That's a gospel worth dying for.
那个是让你配得你去为他死的献上生命的福音。
I must hurry. Peter tells them what happened.
彼得告诉他们所发生的。
And then he tells them what it meant.
然后他就告诉他们这个意义是什么。
It's not enough just to have the facts.
单单有这个事实是没用的。
What does
是不够的。
It mean?
他到底是什么意思呢
？So verse 36.
所以第三十六节他说到
，Peter tells them what it means.
彼得告诉他们这个意义是什么
？Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道
，that God has made him Lord and Christ.
就是你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣。
This Jesus whom you crucified.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
He tells them what happened, and then he says, "Let me tell you what it means."
然后他告诉他们事实，然后他告诉他们说，那这个到底是什么意思
？It means that Jesus, who you crucified, is Lord and Christ.
就是你们所钉十字架的这位耶稣，他为主为基督。
When he says he is Lord,
当我们说他是主的时候
，again, that's a term that we sometimes.Miss how important it is.
我们有时候就错失了这个词有多重要。
We've made it into a nice private little religious label.
我们把它变成一个小小的，好像一个私人化的一个宗教的一个标签似的。
Jesus is Lord of my heart.
哦，耶稣是我心里的主。
But in their world, when the Romans said Caesar is Lord, it meant that the emperor was supreme above everything.
当在罗马的世界，当他们说凯撒是主的时候，那就意味着这个皇帝他是至高最高的统治者。
And so when Peter says Jesus is Lord, he is saying that he is the ultimate authority.
所以当彼得说耶稣是主的时候，他就在说耶稣是最终的权柄，最高的统治者。
Because there is only one Lord in the universe.
因为在整个宇宙中只有一位主。
Again, read Roman history.
你再去读罗马的历史。
The emperor did not put Christians to death for accepting Jesus as Lord of my heart.
这个皇帝，罗马的皇帝，他不会说因为耶稣，基督徒接受耶稣做他心里的主而杀害他们。
The emperor really didn't care who was Lord of your heart.
这个皇帝才不在乎谁是你心里的主呢。
What he wanted to know is who's the boss in your life.
他想知道说谁是你生命中的主人，谁是你的老板。
And when they said, Jesus is Lord over you, Caesar, that's why he killed them.
当这些基督徒说耶稣皇帝啊，耶稣是比你更大的，是主，是管辖你的主的时候，那就是为什么他们被杀害。
They knew.
他们知道。
That if Jesus is Lord, Caesar is not Lord.
他们知道，如果耶稣是主的话，那凯撒就不是主。
If Jesus is the supreme authority,
如果耶稣是那个至高的权柄
，then Caesar is not the supreme authority.
那凯撒就不是至高的权柄。
And it's still true today.
今天仍然是这样。
When we say Jesus is Lord,
当我们说耶稣是主的时候。
That doesn't mean just, well, yes, I'm a Christian and, you know, he's Lord of my heart.
那不是说哦，我是基督徒，耶稣是我心里的主。
Yes, he's Lord of my heart.
是的，他是我心里的主。
And that means he is the ultimate, final authority in my life.
他是最终的、至高的在我生命中的权柄。
But for many professing Christians,
对很多来承认、口头承认耶稣是主的基督徒
they say, Jesus is Lord.
他们会说哦，耶稣是主。
We even sing a nice song about it.
我们甚至唱歌这样说，这样讲耶稣是主。
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
他是主，他从死里复活，他是主。
And that works until 11:30 on Sunday morning.
这样子呢，一直到了那个一直是这样，直到星期天早晨的十一点半过了。
But on Monday we go back to real life.
到一到了那个星期一早晨呢，我们又去到真实的世界。
And in real life,
在你真实的生活里边
we are Lord.
我们是自己是主。
We're in charge of our life.
我们真的是掌管我们自己的生命。
Our gospel is too small.
我们的福音太小了。
If the gospel is true,
如果这个福音是真的
if Jesus is Lord,
如果耶稣是主
He is the boss over everything.
他就是掌管万事一切的老板，一切的主人。
7 days a week.
七天，一个星期七天，他都是主。
That's a big gospel.
那个才是大的福音，真正的福音。
Peter said he is both Lord and Christ.
也彼得说他是主，是基督。
That word Christ is not Jesus' family name.
那个基督不是耶稣的姓。
It's a title. It means Messiah.
那是一个头衔，那个说他就是弥赛亚。
Jesus, the Messiah.
耶稣这位弥赛亚。
Jesus the Christ.
耶稣基督。
Now Peter is preaching to Jews.
彼得讲到的听众当时是犹太人。
They had waited centuries for this Messiah.
他们真的是多少个世纪都在等待这位弥赛亚。
Every time they paid their taxes to the Romans,
每次他们向罗马人交税的时候
they said to themselves,
他们就对自己说
someday Messiah will come and we'll be free of this.
有一天弥赛亚会来，我们就会从这个里边解脱出来。
Every day when the priest offered the sacrifices, they prayed, Messiah, come.
然后每次当这个祭司献祭的时候，他们都祷告说，弥赛亚，求你降临。
And Peter says,
彼得说。
This Jesus whom you crucified.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣。
He is Messiah.
他就是基督。
God
他就是弥赛亚。
sent the deliverer and you killed him.
神把这个弥赛亚送来，你们杀害了他。
Now that's not very nice preaching. That's kind of blunt.
那个非常的直截了当的，可不是一个让你很舒服很好的一个讲道。
I try to be nicer than that.
我想比他好一些。
But Peter is very blunt because he wants them to know that to understand the gospel, we must know that Jesus is truly Lord and Messiah.
彼得讲话是非常的，真的是让你直面你的现在。彼得是说，如果这个福音就是耶稣基督，他是主，他是弥赛亚。
That means
那就意味着
he is the only path to salvation.
就是耶稣基督是得救得到救恩的唯一道路。
There's no other way.
没有别的方式。
There was no other path for them.
对他们来讲，没有别的途径可以使他们得救。
And there's no other path for us.
对我们来讲，也没有任何别的途径可以使我们得救。
And our children.Must know that.
我们的孩子必须要知道这一点。
They must know that not just from our words, but from our actions.
不单单是从我们的言语上，而且从我们的行为上。
Parents,
父母们
your children must see that Jesus is Lord of your life.
孩子们必须得看到耶稣基督是你生活中、你生命中的主。
Charles Spurgeon was a great English Baptist pastor.
斯布珍是一位伟大的英国的牧师。
And he said, train up a child in the way he should go.
他说教养孩子使他走当行的道。
But first, make sure you're going that way yourself.
但是首先要确定你自己在走那条路。
Don't say to your kids, you need to go that way, I'm going over here.
不要对你的孩子说你要走那条路，但是你自己却走的是另外一条路。
Your children must know.
你的孩子们必须要知道。
They must see.
他们必须要看到。
That Jesus is Lord in your life.
他们必须要看到耶稣基督是你生命的主。
Because let me be honest.
让我真的是对你们坦诚不公。
Some of our children think that our 401k is Lord.
我们有的孩子觉得我们的退休金、我们的退休计划才是我们的主。
Last year, some of our children began to believe that the Republican Party is Lord.
这个去年呢，可能有些孩子觉得这个共和党呢是主。
Some of our children think that the place we work is Lord.
有的孩子觉得我们上班的地方，我们的公司才是我们的主。
And if we want them to be a disciple,
如果我们想要孩子们成为门徒
，we have to be disciples.
我们自己必须要成为门徒。
So this morning I ask you, who is Lord in your life?
所以今天早晨我问大家，谁是你生命中的主
？Family.
是你的家庭吗
？Because honestly, some of our children think they're Lord.
真的是有的孩子觉得他们才是主。
They think they are the supreme power in our life.
他们觉得他才是我们生命中、我们生活中的至高权力。
Money?
钱吗
？Politics?
政治
？Job?
工作
？Or Jesus?
或者是耶稣
？Do your children really believe?
你的孩子真正相信？
based on your words and on your actions.
基于你的言语跟你的行为。
That Jesus is absolutely sovereign in your life.
耶稣在你的生命中有绝对的主权吗？
They have to know Jesus is Lord.
他们必须要知道耶稣基督是主。
They have to know that Jesus is Messiah. He's the only source of salvation.
他们必须要知道耶稣是弥赛亚，是唯一的救恩之路。
Again, some of our children don't know that.
再一次，我们的孩子可能有些孩子不知道。
They think that salvation comes by going to church.
他们觉得这个得救来自于去教会。
They think that salvation comes by being a good person.
他们觉得得救来自于成为一个好人。
By doing good works.
做好事。
They think.
他们觉得。
Dad is paying our entry fee to heaven when he puts the money in the box every week.
他们觉得爸爸呢是这个当每次奉献的时候就已经付了我们去天堂的费用。
I hope he's putting in enough for me.
我希望爸爸多奉献一点把我的钱也给付了。
And people, it's not a joke.
真的这不是开玩笑的。
Because they watch us, they listen to us.
因为他们看着我们他们也听着我们。
And for some of them, they do not understand.
对他们其中他们有些人不了解孩子不了解
that it is the transformation that Jesus Christ makes in our life
而是耶稣在我们生命中的这个翻转的一个改变
that is the hope of our salvation
那个才是我们救恩的盼望
far beyond nice Sunday school stories and I'm not opposed to Sunday school
我不是反对那个主日学但是远远超过这个一个星期天的主日学
far beyond nice youth services and I'm not opposed to youth services
我不是说反对这个青少年的这个事工而是说远远胜过这个
but the gospel
但是他们所信的这个福音
is bigger than nice stories
真的是远远胜过这个很好的一个故事。
It is Jesus is Lord and Christ.
耶稣基督是主，是基督，耶稣是弥赛亚。
Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心。
Like a knife stabbing them.
就好像一个刀子插在他们的心上。
You just told us that Jesus came as Messiah and we killed him.
你刚刚告诉我们耶稣是他是弥赛亚他来了但是我们竟然杀害了他。
They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do?
他就对彼得和其余的使徒说弟兄们呐我们当怎样行
If that gospel is true, we're in trouble.
如果那个福音是真的那我们可是大有麻烦了。
We had a nice little comfortable gospel.
我们有一个小小的令人很舒适的福音。
Their five points were different than the points I just read to you.
他们的那个五点要论可是跟我们刚刚读的可是完全不同。
But they had theirs.
但是他们也有他们的这个福音的基要了。
Go to the temple.
然后去去圣殿。
Give to the poor.
然后呢周济穷人
Pray for Messiah
为弥赛亚的到来祷告
Do all of these good things
做好事
They had their gospel
他们也有他们的那个五点福音
And Peter has just introduced them to a gospel beyond anything they can imagine
然后彼得刚刚告诉他们一个完全他们不能想象的福音
What do we have to do?
然后他们就说我们该怎么办呢
Peter has told him what happened.
然后彼得告诉他们发生了什么。
Peter has told him what it means.
然后彼得也告诉他们的意义，这个福音的真意是什么。
And now he tells them what they must do.
然后现在他告诉他们必须要怎么行。
And Peter said to them,
彼得说
Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
For the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
For the promise is for you.
因为这应许是给你们。
And for your children.
和你们的儿女。
And for all who are far off.
并一切在远方的人。
Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
就是主我们神所招来的。
What must you do?
那你要怎么做呢
？He says, repent.
第一个悔改。
That means to turn away from your sins.
就是要从你的罪中转离。
And be baptized.
要受洗。
A demonstration of your faith in Jesus Christ.
是对你在耶稣对耶稣基督的信心的一个证明，一个表现。
Now again, I want you to remember who Peter is preaching to.
你要记住彼得讲到的这个听众。
These are not drug addicts.
这些人呢，他们可不是吸毒者。
These are not adulterers.
他们也不是犯奸淫的人。
These are not wicked people.
他们也不是邪恶的人。
These are temple-going Jews who are faithful to the law.
他们是都去圣殿敬拜的，对律法是很忠心的这样的犹太人。
But Peter says to them.
但是彼得对他们说。
And our children must know this.
我们的孩子们也必须要知道。
You and I must know this.
你和我也必须要知道。
Keeping the rules is not enough.
光单单这个守规矩是远远不够的。
Going to church is not enough.
来教会也是不够的。
Even memorizing Bible verses is not enough.
把圣经经文背下来也是不够的。
I must repent.
我必须要悔改。
That word repent means to change direction.
这个悔改就表示你转方向。
Everything changes.
现在是每样事情都改变了。
My beliefs change.
我的相信的东西改变了。
My actions change.
我的行为改变了。
My way of thinking changes.
我的思想方式，我想事情的方式也改变了。
Everything is turned around when I repent.
每件事情都转了方向，我悔改。
And then I must be baptized to demonstrate my faith in Jesus Christ.
然后我要受洗来表示我对耶稣基督的信心。
And again, in the New Testament, when it says faith,
在新约里边讲到信心，
it's a big word.
那个是一个巨大的词。
Yes, it includes the mind believing.
它包括你头脑中的相信，你头脑的。
But it's more than that.
但是远远不止那个。
Too many times people have come.I'm not saying right here, I'm pointing here.
我不是说人来了，然后我们让他到祭坛前。
They've come to the baptistry.
然后他们就到这个受洗的仪式上。
Do you believe?
他们就说，我们就问他，你相信吗？
Yes, I read it and I think it's true.
然后哦，我读了，我想他是真的。
Okay.
好吧。
But in the New Testament, belief is much more than that.
但是在新约里边，这个相信可是远远胜过这个。
Yes, it is belief in the mind.
是头脑中的相信。
But it is also an ongoing relationship of complete and total trust.
但是它是一个持续不断的，一个完全的，一个绝对的，一个相信靠，一个相信信靠。
I am now living.In complete trust in the person Jesus Christ.
活在对耶稣基督这个人一个完全的信靠当中。
And in the New Testament, to have faith is to obey.
然后在新约里边，这个信心也意味着顺服。
Romans 1:6 says the obedience that comes through faith.
然后在罗马书 1:6,
I think.
No, 就是说信这个信道是从顺服而来，从听道，从顺服而来。
A life-changing faith
是一个改变你生命的信心。
That's the gospel.
那个是福音。
We must repent of our sins and place our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们必须要悔改我们的罪，真的是相信耶稣基督。
That was the gospel for Jews in the first century.
那是对第一世纪的犹太人的福音。
And it is the gospel for churchgoers in the 21st century.
也是对二十一世纪来，就是去教会的人的福音。
Dean and Insera is a church planter.
然后有一个人叫 Dean， 他是一个职堂的牧师。
And a few years ago, he planted a church in a community.That most of the people there claim to be Christian.
然后他几年以前呢，在一个社区，这个社区的人呢，大多数都觉得自己是基督徒。他在那儿建立了一个教会。
But he planted a church because most of the people who claim to be Christian in that community don't actually go to a church and they're not actively involved.
然后呢，因为在他为什么在那儿建堂呢？因为在那个地方称为有很多基督徒的社区呢，这些人呢基本上都不去教会，也不是说有很多的服事。
So he decided to start a church there.
所以他决定要在那儿植堂。
And he asked a fellow pastor, "What do you think my biggest job will be?"
然后他就问另外一个牧师说：“你觉得我最大的这个要做的是什么呢？工作是什么？最大的挑战？”
The pastor said, "Your first job will be to get them unsaved."
他说：“你第一个要做的就让他们先不要得救。”
You're going to have to show them that they're lost.Before they can be saved.
你要先向他们展示他们是多么的失丧在他们得救之前。
Because they believe in God.
因为他们相信神。
They're nice people.
他们也是好人。
They don't really think their sin has done anything to cause them to need forgiveness from Jesus.
他们不觉得他们的罪让他们需要耶稣基督，需要从耶稣基督而来的赦免。
I read that and I thought, how can that be possible?
我就读这个，我就想说，那怎么可能呢？
You know what?
你知道什么？
When we grow up in the church, it's a real danger.
如果我们在教会里长大的，那真的是一个危险。
We have to know we're lost before we can be saved.
除非我们知道我们真的是沦丧的，我们是失丧的，不然我们不可能真正得救。
If I'm truly going to repent, I have to know I'm headed in the wrong direction before I change direction.
如果我真的是要悔改，我要知道我原来走的是个错误的方向，除非我知道我走的路，那个路是错的，我才可能转回头。
And if our church here this morning,
然后在我们教会今天早晨
is like most churches in America,
我们也像绝大多数美国的教会。
There are people sitting here or watching on Zoom.
我们就是坐在这里的人，或者是在网上看的人。
Who go to church every Sunday?
我们每个周日都来教会。
Who are nice to your neighbors?
我们对我们的邻居也很好。
Attend small groups.
我们也参加小组。
And may have even served as a Sunday school teacher, small group leader, or outreach worker.
或者你还做那个小组长啊，做主日学老师。
But have never truly repented and been born again.
但是有可能你从来没有真正的是悔改重生。
Instead,
而是
we have accepted a small gospel.
我们接受的是一个小小的福音。
A comfortable little gospel that sits nicely on our shelf.
然后就是一个令人很安逸的、很舒适的小小的福音，就放在我们的这个书架上。
A little gospel that reminds us now, you make sure you're a good person.
一个小小的福音就说哦，确定你是一个好人。
A little gospel that says, beep, 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 it's Sunday morning, time to go to church.
然后就是小小的福音说哦，时间到了，要去教会了。
A little gospel that sits beside us in the car and once in a while says, you see that poor person, you ought to give something to him and help him.
然后一个小小的福音就是你开路上看到一个在讨饭的人说哦，我最好给他点钱。
But the gospel of Jesus
但是耶稣基督的福音
says
是这样说的
No matter how many times you've been to church
不管说你来教会多少次
If you have not repented
如果你没有悔改
If you have not turned to him in faith
如果你没有在信心中转向他
You are a sinner.
你是罪人
And because Jesus is Lord of the universe
因为耶稣是整个宇宙的主宰
Because of what I said back at the beginning He rose from the dead
因为就像我在起初所讲的他从死里复活
He demands our obedience
他真的是要求我们的顺服
Verse 39 The result of Peter's gospel message
第三十九节就是彼得他的这个福音的这个信息的回应。
Sorry, verse 41. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
When Peter preached this message,
当彼得讲了这个信息的时候
3,000 good temple-going Jews.
然后当他讲了这个3,000个好的去圣殿里敬拜的犹太人
said, I've never known the gospel before.
他们说我们以前从来没有知道这个福音
And they were baptized as a testimony.
然后他们受洗作为一个见证
Count me as a disciple.
说把我算作这个门徒
Pastor Joe emailed me a couple weeks ago.
几个星期以前周牧师给我送邮件
And asked me to talk about this topic.
然后他就请我讲这个主题
And I'll tell you, this has probably been the hardest sermon I've ever worked on.
这可能是我对我来讲最难的一个讲道。
He said, talk about how to disciple our families.
他就说，你讲一下如何来对我们的家庭做门徒训练。
And I have struggled.
我真的是很挣扎。
Because I'm a teacher.
因为我是一个老师。
And so I like to help students fix problems.
所以我喜欢帮助学生来解决他们的问题。
For 30 years, I taught college piano.
因为在30年之久我在大学里教钢琴。
It's simple.
很容易。
Someone plays.
有些人他弹琴。
And you say, here's the three biggest problems with how you play Chopin.
这个是你弹肖邦的三个大问题。
Go home and do 1, 2, and 3, and it'll get better.
然后回家呢，做一二三，然后你就会好一些。
I like that.
我很喜欢这样的。
They might do it or they might not do it, but at least it's simple.
不管他们做还是不做，起码这个是很容易、很简单的。
So when the pastor said, "Preach about how we can disciple our families."
所以当周牧师说，你来讲一下如何来对我们的家庭做门徒训练的话。
I sat down and I started thinking about it.
然后我就坐下来开始想。
You see, I want to say, do this, this, and this, and our children will be disciples.
然后我就想说，你做这样这样，我们的孩子就成为门徒了。
Have devotions every day with them.
每天呢，做这个灵修，好，做了。
Live a consistent life.
做一个持续不断的一个好的生活。哦，也做了。
Bring them to church and Sunday school.
然后把他们带到教会，带到主日学。
Take them on mission trips.
让他们去参加短宣。
Do these things and your children will be disciples.
然后你这样做，你的孩子就会成为门徒。
Can't do that.
但是你没法这样做。
We can't choose for our children.
我们没有办法替孩子选择。
We can't force them to follow Jesus.
我们也不能强迫他们跟随耶稣。
I don't find any simple1, 2, 3 steps.
我没有找到任何简单的1, 2, 3这样的步骤。
Now, if he had asked me this 40 years ago,
如果他四十年前问我
before I had any children, I could have given you a 6-point sermon.
那时候我还没孩子，我可以给你讲六点步骤，可以让你跟随。
But now I have 2 children and no points.
但是我现在有两个孩子，我一点也讲不出来。
I don't have an easy answer.
因为我没有答案。
But I want to say to you this.
但是我想这样告诉你。
Live the gospel.
你自己活出来福音。
A big gospel.
活出来这个伟大的福音。
Not a nice little comfortable gospel.
不是一个小小的让你很安逸舒适的福音。
Make sure your children know the gospel is true.
确定你孩子知道这个福音是真实的。
Don't settle.
不要就这样子。
For a gospel that says, be a good person.
不要满足于就是这样一个福音，这个福音说，哦，你成为好人就好，不要满足于这样的福音。
Teach a gospel that transforms lives.
教导他们改变生命的福音。
Follow Jesus with everything you have.
把你用你所有的一切去跟随耶稣。
And then trust a God who loves your children.
就是相信，信靠这位爱你孩子的耶稣。
He loves your son and your daughter enough that he gave his son.
他如此的爱你的儿女，甚至他把他自己的儿子都给了你。
To die for them.
为他们死。
That's the gospel.
那个才是福音。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, would you help us not to settle for a little gospel?
主啊，求你帮助我们，不要就是满足于就是活在这种小小的福音里边。
Would you show us and then would you show our children the wonder of what you have done in our world?
求你真的向我们也向我们的孩子展示你在这个世界所行的这一切奇妙之事。
Would you show them the great sacrifice you made? You sent your son to die for us.
求你向他们显示你所做的伟大的牺牲，你送你的儿子为他们死。
But then the great power you raised Jesus from the dead.
让耶稣从死里复活的大能。
Because of that, he is Lord.
因为那样，所以他是主。
Would you help us to live in complete submission to him?
帮助我们能够活在对你完全的顺服当中。
Raise up our children as disciples.
真的是让我们的孩子能够成为门徒。
Help us to live as disciples.
让我们自己活得真的就是像门徒，让我们自己是门徒。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。